Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 41. And it came to be at the end of 2 years' time that Pharaoh had a dream, and saw him standing by the river, and saw 7 cows coming up out of the river, fine-looking and fat, and they fed amongst the reeds. Then saw 7 other cows coming up after them out of the river, ugly and lean of flesh, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and lean of flesh cows ate up the 7 fine-looking and fat cows. Then Pharaoh awoke, and he slept, and he dreamed a second time, and saw 7 heads of grain coming up on one stalk, plump and good, and saw 7 lean heads, scorched by the east wind, coming up after them. And the 7 lean heads swallowed the 7 plump and complete heads. Then Pharaoh awoke and saw it was a dream. And it came to be in the morning that his spirit was moved, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Mitzrayim and all its wise men. And Pharaoh related to them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh, saying,
I remember my crimes this day,
when Pharaoh was wroth with his servants,
and put me in confinement in the house of the captain of the guard, both me and the chief baker. Each one of us dreamed a dream in one night, he and I. Each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. And there was with us an Ivri youth, a servant of the captain of the guard. And we related to him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to be, as he interpreted for us, so it came to be. He restored me to my office, and he hanged him.
Then Pharaoh sent and called Yosef, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And he shaved and changed his garments and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Yosef,
I have dreamed a dream, and there is no one to interpret it. Now I myself have heard it said of you that you understand a dream to interpret it.
And Yosef answered Pharaoh, saying,
It is not in me. Let Elohim answer Pharaoh with peace.
And Pharaoh said to Yosef,
See, in my dream I stood on the bank of the river and saw 7 cows coming up out of the river, fine-looking and fat, and they fed amongst the reeds. Then saw 7 other cows coming up after them, poor and very ugly, and lean of flesh, such ugliness as I have never seen in all the land of Mitzrayim. And the lean of flesh and ugly cows ate up the 1st 7, the fat cows. Yet when they had eaten them up, no one would have known that they had eaten them up, for they were as ugly as at the beginning. Then I awoke. Also, I looked in my dream and saw 7 heads coming up on one stalk, complete and good. Then saw 7 heads, withered, lean, scorched by the east wind, coming up after them. And the lean heads swallowed the 7 good heads. And I spoke to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me.
And Yosef said to Pharaoh,
The dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good heads are 7 years. It is one dream. And the 7 lean and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years. And the 7 empty heads scorched by the east wind are 7 years of scarcity of food. This is the word which I spoke to Pharaoh. Elohim has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. See, 7 years of great plenty are coming in all the land of Mitzrayim. But after them, 7 years of scarcity of food shall arise, and all the plenty be forgotten in the land of Mitzrayim. And the scarcity of food shall destroy the land, and the plenty shall not be remembered in the land, because of the scarcity of food following, for it is very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the word is established by Elohim, and Elohim is hastening to do it. And now, let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man, and appoint him over the land of Mitzrayim. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint overseers over the land, to take up 1/5 of the land of Mitzrayim in the 7 years of plenty, and let them gather all the food of those good years that are coming, and store grain under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And the food shall be for a store for the land for the 7 years of scarcity of food, which shall be in the land of Mitzrayim, and do not let the land be cut off by the scarcity of food.
And the word was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants,
Could we find another like him, a man in whom is the Ruach of Elohim?
Then Pharaoh said to Yosef,
Since Elohim has shown you all this, there is no one as discerning and wise as you. Be over my house, you yourself, and at your word all my people shall be equipped. Only in the throne I am greater than you.
And Pharaoh said to Yosef,
See, I have appointed you over all the land of Mitzrayim.
And Pharaoh took his seal ring off his hand and put it on Yosef's hand. And he dressed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. And he had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried out before him,
Bow the knee!
And he appointed him over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Pharaoh said to Yosef,
I am Pharaoh, and without you let no man lift his hand or foot in all the land of Mitzrayim.
And Pharaoh called Yosef's name Tzaphnath-Paneach, and he gave him as a wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Yosef went out over all the land of Mitzrayim. Now Yosef was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, sovereign of Mitzrayim. And Yosef went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Mitzrayim. And in the 7 years of plenty, the ground brought forth generously, and he gathered all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Mitzrayim, and laid up the food in the cities. He laid up in every city the food of the fields which surrounded them. Thus Yosef gathered very much grain, as the sand of the sea, until he ceased counting, for it was without number. And to Yosef were born 2 sons, before the years of scarcity of food came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. And Yosef called the name of the firstborn Manasseh.
For Elohim has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.
And the name of the second he called Ephraim.
For Elohim has caused me to bear fruit in the land of my affliction.
And the 7 years of plenty, which were in the land of Mitzrayim, came to an end. And the 7 years of scarcity of food began to come, as Yosef had said, and the scarcity of food was in all lands. But in all the land of Mitzrayim, there was bread. But when all the land of Mitzrayim hungered, and all the people cried to Pharaoh for bread, Pharaoh said to all the Mitzrites,
Go to Yosef, do whatever he says to you.
And the scarcity of food was over all the face of the earth. And Yosef opened all the storehouses and sold to the Mitzrites. And the scarcity of food was severe in the land of Mitzrayim. And all the earth came to Yosef in Mitzrayim to buy grain, because the scarcity of food was severe in all the earth.